Pittsburgh and bloodandfaith.com, 9th April 2024. I have some deep thoughts, and, you know, as usual, and they go beyond, well, let me throw it out there. As much as I want to believe we can vote our way out of this mess, and I think voting is absolutely critical. I think everything that the MAGA folks are doing is absolutely critical and important. Voter registration, voter drives, campaigning, legal defense of patriots, defending ourselves from the lawfare that's going on. All that is absolutely critical, and it has to happen. It's part and parcel of the next phase of what we're going to go through. I don't believe for one second, kind of like the movie Dune. Remember Dune, first part of Dune? There's a change of regimes. The Atreides take over from the Harkonnens on Dune. And Duke Leto, he sits there, he says, do you guys really think for one second they're just going to roll over and walk away and give us this planet? Do you and I really think for one minute, if Trump wins, they're just going to walk away and say, oh, hey, get on, you guys. You won. It's your turn. That ain't going to happen. What's going to happen in this country is not much different than what happened in Dune, the first movie. I mean, this is best case scenario. Best case scenario, the Atreides take over from the Harkonnens, and the Harkonnens begin an insurgency, a campaign of warfare to destroy the new regime. BLM and Antifa was a warm-up in 2020. Now it's 2024, 2025, or whenever they were active. Now they're going to add to their roles, I don't know, 10 million young men that came out of God knows where, got no loyalty to this country whatsoever. Meanwhile, most Republicans, even on the conservative side or the MAGA side, we're going to sit there and go, that's not fair. You can't do that. You can't just break the rules. We won. Give up. They're going to do exactly what they're doing now, and they're going to do exactly what it's going to be, mass violence in the streets. And you're going to have every bureaucrat that possibly can stonewalling a Trump administration if he gets in. If he gets in, which is a big if in my book. I hope he does. Not because him and I agree on everything, because we certainly don't. I think that a deeper change has to happen within the hearts and minds of Americans. And that's really what I work at here at bloodandfaith.com. We have to have a deeper understanding of who we are, a different understanding than who we are. Well, we're all Americans. We're all Americans, black and white and gray and pink and rainbow and tranny and sodomite and Jew and Hindu and Muslim and Sikh, and we're all, no, it's all a lie. And they only say that to get straight white Christian males to submit to their agenda. So it's another shame tactic. Oh, we're all Americans. Can't we just get along? While they have tranny story hour in the libraries, while they legalize homosexual marriage, while they outlaw speech that they find inconvenient, and by calling it hate speech or misinformation. Don't lecture me on that we're all Americans. I don't want to hear that. And Americans need to get over that. Here I go. Here I am, Americans. Do you think these new immigrants, the illegals, think they're American? Do you think the Muslims that are they're chanting death to America right now in the Midwest, do you think they're Americans? They want to do to America what they're doing to England right now. Take it over and bring Sharia law. I mean, I'm not even blaming them for that. I'm not, that's not even an accusation. It's just, it's the way it is. That's what Muslims do. That's what Christians ought to be doing. And I guess that's where I'm going. Christians ought to say, look, we've compromised and compromised and compromised and compromised. We've compromised our self out of existence as a Christian white European nation. Compromise only goes in one direction. It goes towards the Antichrist. And so what I'm trying to do here is dig a layer deeper, a couple layers deeper actually, stir up the rotting mess that it is. I mean, our politics today emerged out of the culture we have, out of the white culture, out of the Christian culture. And the white and Christian race has essentially abandoned their own identity because they've been told they're evil. That's what it comes down to. The white and Christian race has abandoned its own identity as proud Europeans, as proud Christians, and said, oh, we're evil. And so we want to prove our righteousness by being against racism and sexism and anti-Semitism and homophobia and transphobia and queerphobia and intolerance and divisiveness and anti-Semitism. We're going to be against all that stuff, radically so, to prove how righteous we are. And it's a fruitless task. All they do is double down and say, yeah, see, you're a hateful people. No, you haven't let in enough people. You haven't browned over America yet. You haven't got rid of the legacies of Christianity in America yet. You have to do all that before you can be righteous. And even then, they're going to keep going until the white race is genocided. This is the plan of the Jews. They've said this. It's not a secret. It's not a conspiracy theory. So where does Fritz go to find out what the truth is? What's the truth? Pilate sitting there, he's trying to judge Jesus. He's got Antifa and BLM rioting on one side. He's got an innocent guy in front of him. He's going, you know, what's the truth? And ironic, in the irony of God, Jesus Christ, the truth is literally standing before him. But the point is this, how do you know it's true? The Holy Scriptures. And I realize that's deeply uncomfortable to a lot of Americans. There I go again. See, I'm brainwashed into this. Bringing the Holy Scriptures to the forefront of what we ought to be thinking about, that's even deeply uncomfortable to the church. I am of the theory that the Christian church, the evangelical church in America, as well as the mainstream, you know, Episcopalian, I grew up Episcopalian, and 90% of the church has just said, you know what, we got our own little religion. It's called Christianity, and you know, we're not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And we're just waiting for the rapture. Everything's going to get worse. The Antichrist is going to take over, and the Jews are God's chosen people. And I'm like, no, man, you got it upside down. You got it backwards. The white race became Christendom. Jesus Christ is Lord. Christ is King. His word is eternal. We currently live in a Luciferian theocracy. Oh, yeah, you can gussy it up. You throw a little robe on it, throw a little chain around the neck. Oh, it looks, it's like, you know, and you hear these talking heads on MSNBC and talking about what Christianity is. You know, Jesus is loving and he's tolerant and he's forgiving. I've spoken a lot here on bloodandfaith.com about how we've literally rejected Jesus Christ 1.0 and created Jesus Christ 2.0. We don't call him Christ anymore either. We're just Jesus 2.0, WWJD 2.0. Because we want to have friendship with the world. That's, you know, in a theological sense, James 4:4, we yearn for friendship with the world. We want to have approval from the Jews, approval from the homosexuals, approval from the illegals. Meanwhile, the Jews call for our genocide. Who is the enemy in the Bible? Who's the enemy of God's people in the Bible? Do not equate the biological sons of Israel with the Jews. Do not do that. That's part of their deception. That's part of their fraud. They say, hey, we are Israel. We are the Israel of God. No, 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 you're not. Well, we have the Torah. We believe in the Torah. No, no. No, you don't. Jesus said, if you believed in the law of Moses, you would have believed in me. Well, we worship God. You just worship him differently. No, you don't worship God. The Jews don't worship Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. And the scriptures are very clear. If you reject Jesus Christ, you reject the Father. In fact, if you specifically reject the fact that Jesus is the Christ, you are Antichrist. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, the epistles, the Revelation, the enemy is the Jews. The enemy is the Jews. Well, you can't say that because of Adolf Hitler. Oh, no, no, no. I actually can say that. And it's got nothing to do with Adolf Hitler. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ. It has everything to do with the Holy Scriptures. It has everything to do with the epistles and the Revelation. It has everything to do with the prophets. Prophets went to the house of Israel and said, You've forsaken God. You murder the prophets. I'm going to leave your name as a curse. And my people are going to be called by a new name. All right? Now, at the end of the period of the prophets, it's no longer the house of Israel or the house of Judah. Or the northern kingdom, they're Jews. Now they're Jews. Go read the book of Esther. They're all Jews. That's the name that's being left as a curse. Now, I realize your Sunday school teacher didn't teach you this. But we're going to have to dig down and reimagine who we are according to the Holy Scriptures. The 12 tribes went to Europe. And the 12 tribes converted to Jesus Christ. The 12 tribes converted to Jesus Christ to the extent that any of them converted to anything. The 12 tribes, the biologics of Israel, the biologics of Jacob, went to Europe and converted to Jesus Christ. And Europe becomes Christendom. Not just the biologics of Israel, but the sons of Japheth. That's why Japheth is going to dwell in the tents of Shem. Noah prophesied this. Genesis, I can't remember. 8, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there. Noah prophesied that. He says, listen, Ham? No, he didn't. Not Ham. Canaan, you're going to be slaves to the sons of Shem and the sons of Japheth. And he says, Japheth, the Europeans, are going to dwell in the tents of Shem. You can look at it a few ways, but there's something there. The 12 tribes go to Europe. They go to Japheth. Europe becomes Christendom. No other place on the planet becomes Christendom. No other place on the planet becomes Christendom. Africa doesn't. China doesn't. And then the Europeans take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the rest of the world, to the New World, to the Western Hemisphere, to Africa and to China and to India, for that matter. Yes, there was an apostolic church in India. Yes, there was an apostolic church in Egypt. Yes, there was a church in Jerusalem. And for all these Christians who worship the Jews, the flags to see are so big. There is no epistle to the church in Jerusalem. There's no epistle to a church in Africa or China or India, for that matter, or Ethiopia. Every epistle that's written to a place is written to a European church. Romans, Rome, Corinth, Thessalonica, Gaul. There's an epistle to the Galatians, that's Gaul. The folks from Gaul, northern France, Belgium, they migrate down, settle in central Anatolia, what is now Turkey. These are white people, white people, and they convert to Jesus Christ and are able to take that gospel back to their brethren in northern Europe. Ephesus, European colony. Galatia, we just mentioned that. Philippi. Colossus. These are European colonies. We're going to have to do something in order to win, we're going to have to redefine who we are. We're white and extremely proud of that, and we're Christian, and we speak English. We're going to have to go down and redefine who we are and be willing to say, you know what, I'm willing to die for my white and Christian race. I'm telling you, we're going to have to go there. I know that it jives against everything you've been taught your whole life because you've been brainwashed into saying that we're all Americans, and yet Jewish Americans, Jews, have been calling for the genocide of the white race for a long, long time. A long time. It starts with the murder of the prophets. It goes to the murder of Jesus Christ. It goes to the murder of the Christians in the early church. It goes to the murder of the apostles, Stephen and James, later on others. It goes to the Jews helping the African and the Muslim invade Spain to, again, genocide the white and Christian race. In the early 700s, the Jews assisted the Muslims in their invasion and subjugation of Iberia. And it took the Spaniards, the Europeans, the white and Christian race 700 years to drive out the Muslim and the African. And when they got done, three things happened in 1492. You know one, Columbus sailed the blue, all right? It goes to the New World. So, whoa, here's a new land. Number two, that was the year that the white and Christian race kicked out the last little bit of the African and the Muslim from Spain. And number three, the Jews said, okay, we got to get with the Christians, the white and Christian races, we got to get rid of these Jews. We got to kick them out because they're the ones that helped this invasion. They hate us and they hate our God. Nothing has changed. Now in 2024, the Jews continue to call for the genocide of the white and Christian race amongst themselves, and they actively implement, and they do it by flooding our lands with the African and the Muslim and the non-white and the non-Christian. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. They talk about it. And they're evil people. They ran the secret police under the Soviet Union, murdered tens of millions of people over there. The Jews helped the communists set up the communist government in China, Mao's government. Jews are very active in all these subversive organizations in the United States, like BLM and Antifa. Who do you think votes to keep the mass migration continuing into North America? The Democrats, the Jews, and the Republicans that have been suborned and bribed and blackmailed into following along with their anti-white and anti-Christian agenda. I realize this is a different way of thinking. It's very tribal. They all got their tribe. And only the white man is forbidden from having his tribe. And the only acceptable Christianity is a Christianity that grovels before the Antichrist. The Jews are Antichrist. And if you're saying, well, it's not the Antichrist. I'm looking for a guy, Fritz. I want to see the guy. I want to see the man that's like that dude. His name's Fred or whatever. I'm looking for that guy. And my point is this. If you can't stand up to the Antichrist that looks you in the face today, that looks you into the eyes today, and says, we're going to genocide your ass, you ain't standing up to a future theoretical Antichrist. You're not going to do it. When the Jews stand up and say openly, we're going to genocide your ass, white man, and you sit there and you bow down and you grovel before these Jews, you're not standing up to some future theoretical Antichrist. You're not going to do it. Noel Ignatieff, Jew. I mean, he's not infiltrated. He's he's a very simple character to point to. PhD from Harvard, and he's heralded as a great academic. And his whole program is to, number one, he says there is no white culture, there is no white race. Number two, he says we're going to genocide white culture and white race. And just if you haven't figured this out, I had somebody a long time ago that said, well, you know, whites don't really have any culture. And I was like, okay, we need to start re-educating the whites. Here's white culture, the English language. Here's white culture, the Holy Scriptures, written in Greek, written in a European tongue. Here's white culture. The Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. Chartres. Winchester Cathedral in England. That's white culture. The, I don't know, electricity. That's white culture. Cars, white culture. Airplanes, white culture. Science, white culture. European culture. Arabs, too. Arabs had some decent science going on. I think they invented the zero. The Parthenon. The great Greek statues. Rembrandt, white culture. French is white culture. German's white culture. Norwegian is white culture. Pickled herring is white culture. Log cabins are white culture. Exploring the frontier is white culture. They genocide the idea of a white culture in your mind. And they set up this idea that somehow you're going to be holier than thou if you simply denounce and renounce the white race and the white culture. Declaration of Independence, white culture. Of course, now what they do is they say, oh, everything's racist. Everything the white does is racist. Well, then embrace racism. Embrace racism. One of the great victories, the little victories that I see that we've experienced is people are no longer as afraid as they used to be of be calling racist and sexist and homophobic and anti-Semitic. And that is a huge sea change, a huge victory. When people call you a racist, you're just like, screw you. But we need to go a step further and say, we're whites and we're Christian. What does Christian mean? Are we going to ask you and make you swear on a stack of holy Bibles that you're going to believe everything in the Bible? No. It means this. There ain't no tranny story hour in our libraries. There ain't no homosexual marriage in our society. There is no mass migration of non-whites and non-Christians into our lands, and they are our lands. It means we respect the Ten Commandments as the law of our land. There's nothing offensive. You want to have a Sunday off? Yeah, we're gonna shut down all the business on Sunday. Fine. You don't want to go to church? Fine, don't go to church. I don't care. But we're going to have a Sabbath. You can't murder. There is no sport called adultery. There's no more national sport called adultery in the United States. Thou shalt not commit adultery. There's no swingers groups at the embassies overseas anymore. Hello? Yeah, yeah. How would I know about that? You can't make a national policy based on coveting what other people have. Well, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We'd like all the power of the white people, and we covet their power and their wealth. And so we're gonna that's going to be our national policy is covetousness and take it from the white people and give it to anybody but the white people. Meanwhile, it's really the Jews who've got the power and the wealth and the money. In a Christian country, Jews are not a protected class. In fact, we got to get rid of the Jews. Oh, yes, Fritz said it. Hey, they got their own place, man. They got their own place. We can say, you know what? You need to change the name of your country. Call it Edom. That would be more accurate. Call it Khazaria. That would be more accurate. Don't be identity. Jews are identity thieves. They're not the sons of Israel. Go read the Bible. Many, many, many peoples, and even history last year, many peoples have converted to Talmudic Judaism, which is utterly antichrist. So you don't have any protected place in this society. None at all. We're a white and a Christian people. Get out of here. You've been a cancer to all the nations you've been in, as a matter of fact and as a matter of history. Well, that's anti-Semitic. Fine. I embrace anti-Semitism because I embrace Jesus, the Christ of God. And if you want to call that anti-Semitism, it's a made-up word by Jews, for Jews, of Jews, and it doesn't protect anybody else. And the Jews are the hypocrites that Christ warned you about. Well, you can't be anti-Semitic. How about you can't be Antichrist? Right back at you, buddy. You can't be Antichrist. Get your little synagogues out of here, your little Antichrist synagogues. I can't be anti-Semitic. You can't be Antichrist. Bye. We need to separate. And here's another big thing. We need to go our own ways. I know. It's against everything we've been taught as Americans. We're all Americans. But at the end of the day, you see the result. They're going to genocide the white race, and they're going to strip from America every last possible vestige of Christian truth and replace it with things like tranny story hour and turning your 11-year-old girl into a neuter, chopping off her body parts, filling her with hormones, taking little Tommy and chopping off his body. I mean, how is this? How can we even speak of this? How can we even speak of this as happening in this country and say, oh, well, I guess that's the way it is? How can we even speak of that? No, it is time, and it's time to go to war. They're already at war. All right, they're throwing people in jail right and left, torturing them, solitary confinement. Antifa, BLM, you saw them at war. They were at war. That's war. That's what war looks like. We're going to burn down cities, and we're going to murder people that we don't like. You saw Ashley Babbitt get shot to death. That's war. That's called war. And they're not stopping. They're not going to stop, no matter what happens in November 2024 this year. The war is here. The war's arrived. Should Trump win, they're going to come back in force. And they can go out and they can burn down cities and murder people, and nobody lifts a finger to them. You got the Vice President of the United States raising money to bail them out of jail, and they don't get prosecuted. And you've got Jews all over this country calling for the genocide of the white race, and nobody touches them. They get promoted as university professors. They get promoted in the federal government. And then they get their ally, like Biden, to be president. They say, this is no longer going to be a white or a Christian country. He said that explicitly. And he's demonized the good half of America, the good half of America, the white and Christian people, saying they're the enemies of democracy. When none of us even... I won't even give you my opinion of the last election. I think it was stolen. There's my opinion of it. But that's not what we're talking about. Who are you? Who are you? What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to die for? The Jews are willing to kill for their agenda, their Antichrist agenda, the imposition of their Luciferian theocracy. Abortion, as the Church of Satan has stated very clearly, is a right, R-I-T-E, of the Church of Satan. That is one of the most sacred goals of the Jews, is trannyism, sodomy, and live human sacrifice. We've had the imposition of a Luciferian theocracy upon the white and Christian nations, and it's time that we rebel. And they're not going to let us vote our way out of this. They didn't let us vote Trump back in for the second term. Not that he's the savior. He's not the savior. But it's all part of a movement. It's all part of the genesis of the ideas. It's, listen, I don't need to self-genocide in order to gain the praise of the Jew. I don't owe that to anybody. And we're going to have to say, wait a minute. You no longer have authority over me. You no longer have authority over my people, my race, my country, my God. I'm not going to change the Christian faith in order to, and so somebody can say, well, he's a good Christian because he's not anti-Semitic, like the bad Christians like Fritz, who isn't really a Christian because Jesus was a Jew and Jesus would never do that. We've really got some twisted up stuff that we have to deal with, deeply, deeply screwed up. Spent a lot of time in D.C. over the last 3 years. I got exiled from Post. Spent a lot of time back in D.C. doing a lot of nothing on purpose. That's for a story for a different day. But one of the things I like to do is, I like to walk and I like to go around. And I love churches. I love churches. I love. And I'm looking at all these churches. I don't recall, maybe one church did not have the sodomite flag out front, the rainbow flag. Maybe one church, and I think I'm misremembering. Every one of those churches had Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the flag of sodomy flying out front of their churches. These churches are apostate. And these are all churches that were crucial in the development of our country as a white and Christian nation. Now they've turned their back on Jesus Christ. You've heard one of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." They've taken the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That's what taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Pretending to be something that you're not. You're better off saying, "I worship Satan," than running around with the flag of sodomy in your hands. Claiming to be a Christian. Claiming to be Christ-like. Submitting to the agenda of the Jews. And that's another great deception. You know, you've got all these laws against anti-Semitism. But before the laws were there, you were told you cannot be anti-Semitic. You cannot notice. You cannot notice. It's wrong to notice the Jews. Now, you can notice the white people when they do evil things. You're not supposed to notice black people when they do everything. But by God, don't you dare notice the Jews with their anti-Christ and anti-white agenda. You cannot know. That's against every principle you've been taught. Isn't it interesting that even through grade school, throughout almost all of the United States, you're taught from grade school, junior high, high school, about the Holocaust. And it's drilled into you. You're taught about the Holocaust. Oh, the Jews, those poor victims. And it's like, that's become like the national religion. Bow down and worship. I mean, that's of all the things that you're taught. Oh boy, you're gonna get a good week of Holocaust. And then we'll throw in a little bit of tranny story hour with it. And where you're gonna learn about the evil whites that murdered the 6 million Jews. Listen, that's their greatest coup. One of their greatest coups of the last 100 years is institutionalizing this story. Now, I'm not here to argue whether or not the facts are as the Jews presented, but I'll tell you that they're not. I just flat out tell you, as a guy that's got a PhD, listen, there's stories within stories, and it ought to be looked at by many, many historians from different perspectives. But it's illegal to. It's literally illegal to. You go to Germany, it's illegal to have a different opinion than what the Jews have presented. That right there should tell you the story. Now, I don't make a big deal of it. It's absolutely secondary. What's primary is the Holy Scriptures. Holy Scriptures tells you who the enemy is. Holy Scriptures tell you who the murderers are. Holy Scriptures tells you who the liars are. Holy Scriptures tell you who the synagogue of Satan are. And shame on the church for rejecting Jesus Christ and being ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ and embracing the synagogue of Satan. This has to change in this country if we want to get free. The whole nation is enslaved to the Jewish bankers. I know, that's anti-Semitic too. But why is that your highest moral value when Jesus Christ said the Jews are the devil's kids? Why are the Jews' laws more important to you than the laws of Jesus Christ, the words of Jesus Christ? That's the question that I want you to start asking yourself. I had to ask these questions. I went through a transformation too. I was like, something's screwed up, man. And what I did, I went back to the Holy Scripture. I went back to the Bible. I went back to the Holy Scriptures. I went back to the Bible. And I'd love to share that article in Jerusalem Post where the Jews says we have to convince the Christians either to get rid of their scriptures or to reinterpret them to mean something entirely differently, because their scriptures are fundamentally, absolutely, positively, irredeemably anti-Semitic and anti-Jew. And I'm like, well, you know, at least the Jews recognize it. I don't know why the Christians can't. And they've been very successful in having the church not preach about what Jesus Christ said, or ignoring it, or completely turning it on its head. So Satan is the deceiver. He's literally the deceiver of the nations. This is an example of the deceptions that Satan has done. With a little help from the synagogue of Satan. So the people that rule over us, they seek the genocide of the white and Christian race, culturally and biologically. These bankers have enslaved everybody in America. We're so deep in debt that we're literally debt slaves, debt slaves, debt slaves. I keep telling the story. My dad, you know, I don't know, 1960s, he could buy a house to raise a family in for the equivalent of 1 year's salary. So if he made $10,000 a year, he could go out and buy a house for $10,000. You know, a low-level, white-collar job, but not particularly high. You can't do that today. You make $40,000 a year, you got to buy a house, it's $400,000, 10 times. It's not one time, it's 10 times. We've been enslaved by the bankers. And then you pay 30% of your salary on interest payments. And then as those houses go up in prices, your taxes that you're paid to the government go up. We need a rebellion against the financial system in this country. We need a rebellion against the fractional reserve banking system. We need a rebellion against usury. And I am no expert on money. But why is everybody in America in slavery? Your car payment, your mortgage payment, your insurance payment, your credit card payment. Why is it that we have pay a higher interest rate if we're a high risk, yet we have to pay mortgage interest on top of that to double up their coverage? They get higher interest rates because we're a risk, yet we pay mortgage insurance to cover their risk while they still make more money. Nobody's even willing to talk about this. Nobody wants to even talk about the slavery, the economic slavery this country's under. Now, what would you do if somebody was going to come and genocide your race? What would you do? I'll tell you what the Jews would do. They have something called the Samsonops. They have nuclear weapons. And they said, hey, listen, somebody's going to come after us. They're going to wipe us off the face of the earth. We're going to be launching missiles everywhere, not just at the Iranians. But we'll send them to Europe, too, if you guys won't come and help us. What are the Jews doing right now in Israel? Many people have said they're genociding the Palestinians. It's a word that's overused. I will grant that. But it's wholesale slaughter on the Palestinians. They don't care. There is no such thing as innocent lives being lost over there as far as they're concerned. Read the Talmud. Read what the Jews say. If you're not Jew, you're less than an animal, according to the Jews. And they treat you that way. Organ harvesting, huge in Israel, huge in the Ukraine. Then you got the Jew running Ukraine, and he's very happy to send hundreds of thousands of white Christians to their deaths. He doesn't care. He could care 2 cents about the white Christians that live. He doesn't. Those are not his people because he's a Jew, and he sends all the white Christian kids to their death. He doesn't care about them. You hear about all the Nazis in Ukraine? He could care less about the Nazis. He's a Jew. He's making his money. The more white Christians he can send to their deaths, the better off he is, because that's what Jews do. They lie and they murder. And then you got Jews in the United States, starting with the State Department, Tony Blinken, Victoria Nuland, who just retired, pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing this war. Why? Little Jamie Raskin came out and said it. Well, Russia said they're an Orthodox Christian country. Therefore, they must be destroyed. The Jew, Jamie Raskin, congressman, said that. By the way, he's one of the Jews that signed a letter demanding I get fired from the State Department, along with 75 others, because I speak outside of the approved narrative. The Jews don't approve what I say. So they got to destroy me economically. We are in a war. Come on, white folk. And I understand that the church has betrayed the white race. I get that. I totally get that. The Christian church in America has betrayed the white race because we've been ashamed of the white race. And we thought it was Christian to bow down and grovel before the Jews and apologize for our existence. That has to change. That's why I say what I say. That's one of the things that I say. And I say these things out of honoring the words of Jesus Christ and the words of the Holy Scriptures. Everything I say, I've backed up with the Holy Scriptures. King David, ruddy skin and beautiful eyes. Ruddy skin and beautiful, King David, ruddy skin and beautiful eyes. 12 tribes went to Europe, man. They converted. They became Christians. The Jews are Satan's people. They want to genocide the Church of God. the race of God, the white and Christian race, wherever it exists, Australia, New Zealand, Southern Africa. Look at the Sidelanders. That's your future, white man, unless you return to Jesus Christ. And yet, it's already, and listen, about the war part, it's already violent. It's already violent. We need to think deeply about who we are. It ain't going back to 1950s. We've got a generation of warfare ahead of us. What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to die for? What are you willing to do to protect your kids and your grandkids from a Luciferian theocracy, which we already have now, and all the things that come with it? Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.